I'm recording this so I don't forget a dream that I had.
I had a dream
where it was Terry Crews and Captain Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then it was some people from my work at Panera. We were in some kind of shop for some reason, and magic existed and other deities existed. I think Captain Holt was another deity, like a demigod, and we. Or something, maybe not, I don't know. And we're like all doing something, and then something happens, and we all have to run in and form a team. We run into the room, and we go and lock all the doors. We're like trying to lock out Captain Holt and Terry Crews. And we go inside, and we lock them out, and then they're in a building a little bit away. Missile is shot from the building, and apparently it's not. They didn't shoot it, but a missile is shot from the building and hits a window and like messes the whole room up, right? And I'm in there, I'm like thrown around. I end up running and getting away, and then weirdly transformed onto a college campus. Still, I think it's the same world on a college campus. My mom shows up. It's a huge campus, massive campus. I go and like order some food, get food. For some reason, I don't get my bagel. We go. We walk into this giant movie theater, and the movie starts playing. And it's basically still about gods and whatever, and the gods kind of like Zeus. It's like, you know, he just sleeps with everybody, and then blah blah blah. And later on, I have to fight the bad guy of the dream, and I have a controller, and I'm a giant dragon creature, and he's a dragon creature too, and we fight each other, and I completely defeat him. It's like this easy, like one-on-one fighting game. And then it ends, and then I meet the family that's talking about Trump. And Trump's part of it now, and they're like, oh, he's terrible, he did this, we're going to go write a book about him, but we're not going to actually write it, we're just going to tell people about it. And then I finish, and then I walk back to the college campus, and I'm famous on the college campus, everybody wants to talk to me. Then I go back to the area, and I'm like, I didn't get my Asiago bagel. Then one of the girls from Panera is there, and she gets my bagel for me, and then I look up, and they're still talking about me. My dad's walking around the campus talking about me, and then telling people that I'm a savage. And then I wake up. That was the whole dream. Not even all of it, but most I can remember. Other things I remember about the dream. At the end of it, like toward the end of it, there's like some guy, it was like some black guy gave another guy a crocheted hat and a hoodie. Both crocheted. And then a foam thing with stuff in it. I don't know why he did it. He didn't say why. In my head, I went to Ghana this summer, so that was why, because we gave away crocheted stuff at Ghana. And then he started talking about buying a house for kids. And then also I was looking for food under my seat because I thought I left it. And then I saw like a graduating class from my high school there. But also the place I was at was a college, a middle school, a high school, and an elementary school, which made no sense. And we were, like, in the auditorium, which is also a movie theater. And then I was, like, trying to find a bathroom, because I had to use a bathroom afterwards. Because, you know, after you defeat a demigod slash god, you have to use the bathroom. And then, when I was getting my food, which it looked kind of like Barry's campus, but 14 times bigger and very different. Barry College's campus in the way that they're laid out. I was eating my food. There was also like African tribal stuff there, which made no sense. And I could buy there and they had stopped. I don't know. It was weird. They sold a whole bunch of different food. And then, they didn't have an Asiago bagel, so I had to get something else. And I think it was an everything bagel that I ended up getting, which made no sense either that I could choose. I don't know. It was a very weird dream, and I don't dream often. Woke up and was like, why did that happen? Like, none of it makes any sense. And I think it's because I took 2 pain medicines before I went to sleep. And then during the day, I took 2 24-hour allergy medicines to help me not have allergies. So all that probably mixed together and did not let me have a normal night's sleep. But I can't think of anything else that happened that made any sense. Because nothing made sense.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.